Hello there. Welcome to this supplemental recording to the gathering that we did last night. I feel like we got a little bit sidetracked at the end, and I didn't really get to go into some of the stuff that was important that I wanted to cover. So I'm making this supplemental video to kind of go hand in hand with the recording. So, something that's important that I wanted to talk about with regard to our own healing and being present for ourselves is that I know when I mention not to take allopathic medicines, not to take things like Advil or Tylenol or any of that stuff, it can be triggering to some of you because it means that you have to feel the pain. And sometimes that's hard. But when we feel the pain, it allows us to really be present for our body and tune in to what is going on. And sometimes we need to do that because sometimes that pain will force us to cry, or sometimes that pain will force us to get frustrated and lay down. And sometimes it's that the body needs to rest, but we are in super go mode all the time. And we don't give ourselves that time to rest. So the body is crying out in some way, asking, hey, I need focus. I need attention. I need you to pay attention, right? We can suddenly get a headache and feel nauseous at the same time. And that typically will scare somebody. But if we understand that the nausea is representing the lack of spin in your electromagnetic field and that your body is getting nauseous because your field has suddenly now activated and is trying to adjust itself and spin faster to meet the spin rate of Gaia, then you would understand that and just lay down for 5, 10 minutes, a half an hour, whatever it's going to take. But there is brainwashing in society. There's brainwashing in the collective that says that if we're laying down, we're unproductive, right? I know myself that for years, right? I could go back to 2005, 2006 when I was first married to my last husband, Pete. And anytime I wasn't working or just sitting around the house, I would feel such extreme guilt because he was always in super go mode everywhere he went, doing whatever he was doing. And when I needed to rest, I felt very guilty. That took me a long time to work out. And then when I moved into the house with Beth, I was working from home because I had to give up my office because I didn't have the money for both the rent for the house and also for the office. So I had to give up my office and I worked from home and it triggered her that I worked from home and she didn't get to stay home and work from home too. And I had to clear that guilt. So life will bring us things to work through, whatever it is, our own perception of ourselves, whatever it is, right? And sometimes, if we're feeling that feeling strong enough, it's going to impact our body. Guilt can present in the root chakra and feeling ungrounded. It could feel hip pain, lower back pain. It could be felt in the spine. It could be felt in the head, neck, and shoulders. Guilt is a very big one. And so a lot of people, most people on the planet, have not yet worked through the guilt that they feel from just everyday survival, right? Is like taking 5 minutes out when you when you don't have anything else to do and just resting yourself. And that can make you feel really guilty doing that when you see somebody else working. Okay. I used to feel that way all the time because I would see my then husband working, and if I was off a day and didn't have any work that day, I would feel a little guilty that I had nothing to do and he's working that day. And I was probably tuning into his resentment that I was home and he was out working because he had work that day. So there's a lot of energy that is stuck in our body. And now these energies are so high, we have to work with them. We have to move through them. And the best way to do that is to feel it, because when you feel it and you're not self-medicating through an Advil, Tylenol, or anything else, you're working through the unresolved emotions. And that is the biggest, most important thing that we can do for ourselves. Work through the unresolved emotions. I work with so many people over the years, hearing about how they are so upset because they're not losing any weight, they're getting older, it's getting harder, it's this and that. That's all resistance. And as long as we're focused on our weight and not looking the way we think we should look, we're throwing resistance in the field, and our body is not going to let go. It's going to hold on to the weight, and it's going to keep building weight because the universe thinks you want to gain more weight because you're so focused on gaining weight and being overweight. And so you're throwing that energy into the universe, and the universe doesn't understand words. I don't know any other way to say this. It doesn't understand words. We have to understand the universe understands vibration. So if you want to lose weight, the best way to lose weight is to get so happy with your body and get so happy with yourself that your body starts to lose weight because there's no resistance in the field and you're not asking the universe to focus on being overweight. So the universe can let go and you can let go and your body lets go. But when we're doing weight loss drugs or we're doing any other kind of medications, no matter what it is, right? Even in the case of our blood pressure, because I think there's a lot of lies surrounding that that are going to be coming out, and people are going to be finding out a lot of truth concerning blood pressure and how blood pressure really works. And I feel like the body regulates that too. And we think that we have to. And I'm not saying like somebody that doesn't have like consistently 160 over, like 90, right? That's not good. But in some cases, it might be good. Some cases, you might need that. I know I'm very in tune to my body, and there's days where my heart is beating faster than it beats on other days. Do I freak out and go, oh my God, I have high blood pressure? No, I don't. I put my hands on my heart and I thank my heart. Thank you so much for doing a little extra work because something is going on in my body, and maybe you're trying to fight a toxin I accidentally ate, or I accidentally breathed in, or I accidentally touched. Thank you so much for going above and beyond for me. When we're doing that, we're telling our body we support it. We're telling our body we love it. I never get mad at my body. I mean, would I like to be thinner? Would I like to be more fit? Would I like to be more in shape? Yeah, I would. But, when I try to do strenuous working out, my body says no. And I can feel that if I do work out too much, I'm probably gonna have to go down with some kind of an upgrade until that upgrade lets me know I'm not being smart about taking care of my body, because right now my body is not wanting that heavy duty excess work. If you're someone who's getting chronically ill, who has a hard time fighting this cold or that cold, or you are getting all of these other ailments or working through something or some kind of whatever physical impairment, right? You hurt your leg, you hurt your arm, whatever, you hurt your shoulder. Your body is trying to get you to slow down. trying to get you to take a freaking time out is what it's asking you to do. Okay. And when I went through this upgrade on Saturday, Saturday was like my end day. I was like done. By the time Saturday came, Saturday was my fourth day in pain. And I was like, okay, this must be an upgrade because I don't think food poisoning would last 4 days. Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. I'm not gonna Google it. I'm not gonna ask anybody if they know because I wasn't concerned in that way. I knew my body was processing something and was clearing something. And the biggest thing was having the trust that my body would get through whatever it needed to get through because I had no fear. The minute we let go, the body can heal itself fully. You have a cyst in your body. The minute you let go and you are not giving resistance to having that cyst heals itself immediately, whether it bursts and it clears or it totally dissolves and goes away, it heals quickly. But when we're constantly fretting and stressing and feeling sorry for ourselves and in a victim state of consciousness because something is either not working right or going right or anything else, we're going to continue to perpetuate that negative energy, and that negative energy builds in the body. The best thing we could do is be positive in all facets of our life. And it was a big thing what I was going through this upgrade because I was clearing karma. I did not know, I was not aware, and this is the point I really wanted to make last night. I was not aware that we could clear karma from our body. But years ago, I recalled after having this karmic healing, I recalled having an implant in my crown area that the galactics had placed there. And I kept taking it out on an etheric level. I would reach in and I would do some, psychic surgery on myself, for lack of a better way to say it. Those of you that do Reiki know what I'm talking about. And I would remove the implant. And then my galactic team would come along and put it right back in place again because I wasn't meant to remove that implant. And they kept telling me, leave this alone. This is helping you. It's not hurting you. It's helping you. But when that plug released on Saturday during that very karmic event and my beingness, every five, it was not made up by me. It was so viscerally clear that it was karma. And then I sat in that, and the message was, we're at the end of karmic clearing for everybody on the planet, right? Some of us are doing it sooner so that we could bring this information forward. I chose to do that, bringing the information forward for us. But now through this September, this March coming, March 2026, karma is clearing. Soul contracts are really finally done. Soul contracts were done in 2012, but nobody was paying attention to clearing and cleaning up soul contracts that are no longer in alignment, that are no longer in our benefit. But we are habitual beings. We're going to continue to habitually participate in ideas, thoughts, and emotions that are not good for us, that are not healing for us, like feeling helpless or victim to circumstances that are outside of you and beyond your control. One of the most important things I was trying to stress last night that we got way off track with, if you are feeling emotional to a circumstance that is outside of your control, it's dictated or directed by somebody else. You give attention to that situation or scenario, and you're down the spiral black hole. You are not coming back. It is going to keep perpetuating darkness. It's going to keep perpetuating sadness because, as I've explained 1,000 times before, it is all an energy exchange, frequency for frequency. Law of attraction, law of cause and effect, law of one, law of vibration. I could go through them all. When you understand everything is a match for us vibrationally, it is a mirror for us vibrationally, energetically, we can stop doing it. But until we make ourselves so conscious, we're not going to do that. We're going to continue to devolve down into a black hole because we're giving our power away in every moment. Let's say you have a very challenging significant other, and this person is very narcissistic, very passive aggressive, and every time they talk to you, they trigger you because they're rude and condescending in some way, shape, or form. Well, you chose that so that you could learn to stand in your power. And when you learn to stand in your power and you see the game that you're playing with that person, they stop doing it. When you own your power and you no longer allow that negative interaction to impact you, and you see them as a being in your reality here to help you. You stop playing that game, and the minute you disengage your energy, it's like unplugging your cell phone. You're not charging the cell phone anymore. The minute you disengage your energy, you are not feeding that unconscious timeline anymore. You're taking your power back, right? I have clients working on this now with their spouses and their children. And they're all telling me, the ones that are actually doing the work, because some are not, but some are, and telling me they can't believe the shift in this other person. And I keep saying to them, it's not the other person shifting. It's you shifting so that other person does not have to show up in that frequency anymore. You've shifted your frequency up so that other person can shift their frequency up. That's how it works. Very simple law of attraction, which is not so simple because it requires that we do the work. But we are predisposed to laziness, and we have been trained into laziness. The entrainment program out there in the medical society, in the medical community, in that paradigm is horrific. When I worked my corporate job, I worked in the division of reorganization, doing company reorganizations and handling class action lawsuits. And I cannot tell you how many class action lawsuits I would receive in a month to process against all kinds of health companies out there, Pfizer and Merck and all of them, okay? For everything, for all kinds of stuff, for heart medications, for erectile dysfunction medications, for everything. I mean, I used to get all of it. And unless you were taking it and received a notice from the class actions bureau, you would not know there was a class action because our news never mentions it. It never tells somebody, hey, guess what? There's a class action against Viagra because it's making men blind. Nobody's going to tell you that. Or, hey, there's a class action against this particular heart medication because it's actually giving people heart attacks, right? Our news doesn't tell you that. You're not going to find that information anywhere. And so people are going to go along taking it, thinking it's okay. Very popular brand that was like Tylenol and Motrin and Advil, causing liver disease in people, right? And now they're finding out that I don't know if it's the Moderna shot because I'm not really paying attention to it, but occasionally I get word from a client or somebody that is giving me some kind of update or something that they've been noticing in their health practice, in their health and wellness practice, but one of those shots is causing spontaneous need for gallbladder surgeries and pancreas dysfunction and all kinds of stuff. So you take the shot to lose the weight, and then you find yourself with a gangrenous gallbladder or some kind of gallbladder disease that you need to have your gallbladder removed. Oh my God, is that a big event in the body? Not a good thing at all. And it's not as simplistic as the doctors make it because your life is a struggle after that because of the need to discharge the bile and how to handle that going forward. And then so you're taking the shot because you want to lose weight and you don't know how to naturally manage your sugars and your weight process so that you're not gaining weight. And this drug actually affects your pancreas, which could naturally be healed, but now it's corrupted your pancreas, and now you might need to be on insulin because it's ruined your pancreas. And it just, why are we doing this? Why? So when I talk about tuning into the body, I talk about being present and staying focused and paying attention. I'm talking about that because this is where we're headed in the future. We need to pay attention. We need to be focused inward. The reality on the outside is like a mirror for your energy on the inside. If your energy on the inside is negative and you are carrying something that is a distortion in your field, you're upset about something, then everything in your reality is going to be influenced by that negative energy. Everything. Things fall apart. Nothing seems to work. The people that you're talking to aren't who you thought they were. Circumstances are changing rapidly. But when you're in a good place with yourself, you're in peace. You're in harmony. Everything is in a good placement, right? And things are easy. Things feel easy. Okay. How do you know? You know when things show up to support what you're doing, things show up to offer some kind of help or assistance. But if it constantly seems like life is a challenge and you can't get people to help you, you need to look at what you're creating in your reality. How are you utilizing your energy? If your energy was a currency, if I said to you every day that you wake up, your energy is $100 in your bank account, and you have $100 to spend in that day with that energetic currency, how would you spend that energetic currency? What would you do in your day to make good use of that $100? Are you going to spend it on healthy food, on maybe a massage, on doing something really yummy for yourself? Or are you gonna spend it on fast food, right? Alcohol, doing something that creates distortion, buying something that is not feeding your higher vibration, right? This is where we have to start looking at this. We are looking at the outer reality that is a reflection. It is a reflection. It is a reflection. I can't say that enough. It is a reflection of our inner being. And you guys need to say this to yourselves over and over and over again. What is showing up in my outer reality? How is my outer reality presenting so that I can understand what I'm creating in it? So that if I don't like what's showing up in my outer reality, I can change my inner being and then my outer reality changes. We live in a simulated matrix. Watch the movie The Matrix because it explains a good portion of what this earth game is really like. And we can stay in victim consciousness. We could stay in grief. We could stay in sadness. We can sit in fear. I could have gone into fear Saturday and been like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to heal this. I have to go to the doctor, I have to go to the hospital, and I could have given my power away and put it in somebody else's hands. But I said, no, I know I'm supposed to learn something through this experience. And if my body wants me to go to the doctor, I'm gonna know without a doubt that I need to go to the doctor, just like when I had cancer the first time. I had to get that diagnosis, right? Even when I was clearing the cyst, they did not want me to go to the doctor. I never heard it once, you have to go to the doctor. Yet I knew it was a cyst, but I pushed. They gave me the name for the doctor. I went to see the doctor. She confirmed, your suspicions are right, Maria. It is a Bartholin cyst, and your suspicions are correct. And now what do I do with that? I'm back to square one. The only way to get it rectified is to have surgery. And I was not having surgery for the cyst because I knew if I kept going deeper and I knocked myself out doing it, I probably spent $10,000 in mentors and sessions and everything with anybody and everybody that I could who was going to educate me more on how the universe worked. I put myself in debt because I wanted to understand how it all works. I wrote everything down in journals. I reread those pages every single day. I made my well-being my purpose. I made my well-being my mission in life, but most of us are not doing that. Most of us don't care enough about ourselves to do that. Okay. And so that helped me heal so much fear that I held that I don't really have that kind of fear. I'm not saying that if somebody didn't show up at the house with a gun trying to shoot me, I wouldn't be afraid of the gun, but I'd also have to look at that and go like, okay, why am I manifesting this? Are those rogue thoughts with Stephen King written in them popping up and I'm not doing anything to stop them? Right? Because at the end of the day, it's all us. So when I say stop taking the Advil, stop taking the Motrin, stop medicating yourself, feel the pain, maybe you need to feel the pain because you need to cry about something. Maybe you need to feel the pain because you need to start tuning into your body and what it wants from you and start having a pathway of communication. But when we numb ourselves down and we take a painkiller or some kind of medicine, even cold medicine, I remember my father when I was really young, my father having the flu, and I said to him, Dad, do you want me to get you some cold medicine or something? And he said, no, Mia. He said, I know what I need. I'm just going to get in bed and I'm going to go to sleep. It was middle of the day. I'm going to get in bed and go to sleep. Put a wool hat on himself. It was middle of summer. Put a wool hat on himself, got a couple extra blankets out, put some socks on, put a thermal shirt on, his thermal pants on, and got in bed and sweated out. Right? Now, my mother might not have been happy about that when she came home, but my father laid in bed for 2 days, sweating it out, letting his body adjust through the fever, letting his body do what it needed to do naturally because the body knows how to take care of itself. Now, I told a story about the woman with the heart transplant, and she said when she had the heart attack, she realized, hey, I have been a healthy individual my whole life, and I walk 4 miles a day. How is this possible? It's happening to me. I never had high blood pressure, never had any kind of problems. But maybe, and this was my thought back to that response, hey, maybe it was your time to awaken, and the soul wanted you to awaken in a big way because it wasn't getting through to you in any other way. Maybe it wanted to awaken you in a very big way, and you weren't paying attention, and the soul's like, I know, gonna have to give her a heart attack because she's not freaking paying attention any other way. She's not paying attention. And we want you to awaken. It's your wake-up time. You schedule this in with your soul. So when she saw that about not getting a transplant, and then when she had her heart attack, and the doctors were like, we could put you on the transplant list. She said, absolutely not. And she realized in that moment, I could heal this. I could do this. Something woke up inside of her and said, I could do this. I could heal this. I could heal my heart. I could take it. I have the power to do that. And within 2 days, her heart completely healed. The doctors didn't believe it, but they didn't even ask her what was her thought process or what happened to transpire that create spontaneous healing with her heart, and that she would not need a heart transplant. So my point is that just like our psychic gifts, we're only using 1% of our brain. We're only using 1% of our body, 1% of our energy field, 1% of our energy system. And most people on the planet think, oh, psychic mediums, they have such power, right? Oh, healers, they have such power. We all have the power. We all have the power. When I was doing Reiki, I can't tell you the number of spontaneous healings I created through my ability to be a channel for the divine and pull out plasma out of people's bodies. Well, I did that for myself on Saturday. I pulled out that etheric implant that was a plug that was stopping me from standing in my power fully. And then all of these people showing up. And the last straw for me was this scenario that began last September 2024 in my life. And it was like in every turn, I saw my power being diminished. And I was like, what is happening here? What's going on? Did I know it was going to lead to this moment in time? No, I didn't. But it feels so powerfully aligned that it's important to talk about because it's what's occurring for all of us. We all have karmic timelines stuck in our field. We all have soul contracts stuck in our field. And for most of us, it's easier to be in the lower victim timeline than to do the self work, to do self healing, because it's easier to be a victim. We get a lot of sympathy, a lot of people feeling sorry for us, a lot of people, offering up their sympathies and compassion and everything else, right? Now, that's all fine, well, and good. But how about giving yourself compassion? How about giving yourself compassion? How about giving yourself your love and support instead of needing to have it from other people? Because that just keeps perpetuating the victim over and over and over again, right? One of the most important things I think I've gone through is this transformation through being here in this situation at Joe's, because I'm in my own business. I work for myself. If I don't get paid, if I don't make money, I don't have a significant other to fall back on. Nobody else in my life is making money and giving it to me. No, nobody else is like, hey, Maria, I'm going to take care of the bills. I'm going to make your car payment for you. I'm going to pay for your website. I'm going to pay for all of this other stuff. I'm going to pay for your insurance and everything else that you need. N nobody else is offering to do that. It's all me. I don't have time to be a victim. I have learned that, right? I have learned that over the course of the years that I've been in my own business without having a significant other, without having, but even Beth, we were splitting everything 50-50. That was not a relationship, it was a friendship. It was a 50-50 friendship. She paid her 50%, I paid my 50%, right? And now I've never been in a position before where I did not work a corporate job and live on my own and have to fend for myself and pay for myself. I never did that before, but I'm doing it now. And I remind myself every day that I got this, I could do this. The flow of abundance is available in so many ways. It's up to me to see it and call it in. The things I need, it's up to me to see it and call it in. And when my energy goes to the toilet, I retrieve my energy out of the toilet through self-talk and be like, no, that is not your truth. Right? Today, I woke up exhausted from yesterday. It was a long day between client sessions and then painting and then the class last night. And I just didn't feel like doing anything. And then I said, I really need to make a supplemental recording because I really have some other stuff I wanted to share, which is what I'm doing now. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do that because I know that's going to set the tone for the rest of my day. And I'm doing something that is pulling me into the higher timeline. So let me do that instead of just laying around and feeling apathy right now because I'm a little tired and I didn't sleep good last night because Bella was running around because she saw something outside. And so here we are having this conversation, and my day is looking amazing because I'm feeling back on track and right as rain. And all it did was like I just needed to, comb my hair and put a little lipstick on, right? Like just do a little energy zhuzh, and here we are back on track again. But when we are not doing that, and we don't want to sit with the pain. I sat with pain for years and years and years and years and years, going back to probably 2009, 2010, head, neck, and shoulders with the activations of ascension and higher consciousness coming in, head, neck, and shoulders, head, neck, and shoulders, head, neck, then spine, everything. Some of you are just starting to feel that now. Some of you are going through that now. I haven't taken medication in years for it, and now I don't get impacted by it very much. I don't have to take time out during my day because I very rarely have an off day. Almost every day is a great high-flying day. And if I feel pain, I check in and say, what do I need? Maybe I need to take 20 minutes and just go sit outside. Maybe I need to take 20 minutes and do that. Maybe I need to take 20 minutes and go lay in my bed. Believe it or not, I plan for an hour, and usually 20 minutes, a half hour, I pop back up again. I'm like, oh, I'm good, because I let my body rest so that it could do what it needed to do. But most of us are not taking that time out, right? And I understand most of us can't do that during the day. If you're working a job, I worked a corporate job. You can't just take a time out and just, hop in bed and do what you. But at the end of your day, you can. At the end of your day, instead of going off and doing something else, you can just get into bed and you can take that rest time then. And that should be your number one priority. Just get in bed and do what you have to do getting in bed. Okay. It's so critical. I can't even express this to you. And then having that dream and seeing how soul agreements have formed. We're negotiating roles. Do you guys understand that? We're negotiating roles in the ethers. We're negotiating with each other for what it is that we need to work through or work out. I mean, when I saw this firsthand in dream state, and I was talking to all of these souls about, who I was going to be meeting up with next and for what purpose and all, it was so enlightening for me to see this is, Wow, this is how it is working. And we get to choose what is an alignment, not like in the past where it had to be this person or that person playing the role to bring us in. But now we get to choose what is in our highest alignment in our human experience, right? Because we want to be successful. Now it's like we need to be successful. We have to have that success for ourselves in order to be move to move forward. That you can see after the talk last night how these energies are conspiring to move us forward with these new choices in the timelines that we could be experiencing, where there's going to be some kind of break or separation or new beginning or new pathway or new illumination. Right? If you didn't listen to that first, go back and listen to that. The first inner healer. This is a supplement, but this is how it works. And so we have to start to realize we're not in a human experience, guys. We're not. We're in a holographic virtual reality, and in every single nanosecond, we are choosing what we experience. And if we are not loving the experience we're having, then it's up to us to shift our feel, to shift our mindset, to shift our frequency, and choose something else. Because this energy that we're in, this reality that we live in, is exactly that. It's a hologram. It's manipulated. The outer reality is crumbling and it's going to look distorted, but it's doing so so that everything can come into balance. But it's up to us. What reality are we going to choose to live in? Are we going to choose a point in that outer reality and say, I'm so focused on being angry about this or that, and then that's going to be your experience for the next couple of years until you figure out you don't have to be angry about it? Because if you didn't focus on it, it would keep collapsing without you, and then suddenly the rainbows and sparkly sky and aurora would be our daytime, nighttime reality. But people get too stuck and caught up in what they think is the reality out there when it's really a reflection of our inner being. Right? What do we need to see? What perpetuates? What is giving us a run for our money? What's showing up for us that is provoking us to, react in a way maybe that's not kind, or that's not loving, or that's not supportive. Because we're not feeling loved, we're not feeling kindness, and we're not feeling support. But that all comes from within. It's an inside job. We have to love ourselves first. That business offer that you need comes when you're in vibrational alignment to receiving that business offer. That new relationship comes when you get into vibrational alignment with having that relationship in your life. Otherwise, you're just going to keep meeting the people that are going to keep making you say, everybody's an idiot and I don't want to date anymore, right? But when you shift your inner being, I know when I got to Florida, I had no idea what to expect whatsoever. And every time I went into a store, a man would hold the door for me or come up and say, could I take your cart, please? Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. But I thought, oh my God, the men down here are so nice. Why didn't I move down here years and years ago, right? And it started to become funny because the more I thought that, the more they were showing up being nice, being friendly, walking past me and smiling all the time, whatever. And I thought, wow, this is great. And then I thought to myself, The men didn't change. I changed. I changed through letting go of the old narrative that every guy is like every husband I've ever had, or every guy is like every jerk that I've ever dated right in the past, knowing that that was all karmic. I needed to date those people. I needed to have those relationships because those relationships pushed me back into self-love. It made me stop focusing on somebody else, the person outside of myself, and bring myself into balance being one. Now, I'm just going to say that if we are not in love with ourselves and not choosing ourselves first, we're not going to get that person that's going to show up and choose us. When we're in vibrational alignment and we know our power and we know our self-worth, that person can show up that also appreciates our power, that appreciates our self-worth, and then adds that value. But the minute we go, oh my God, that person that I've been waiting for is here. I'm going to take my focus off myself and put that focus on them and just focus on them completely so that they don't disappear. Well, guess what's going to happen? They're going to disappear or they're going to change because the person that you were when they first met you is no longer the version of you that you are now that you're dating. We have to understand this. What attracted them to you must remain intact in order for that relationship to continue to have balance and harmony. But the minute we sacrifice ourselves and start overlooking ourselves, putting our focus on everything outside of ourselves or everybody outside of ourselves, well, then guess what's going to happen? That relationship's going to fall apart. It can't be maintained. Why? Because how it came together in the first place is no longer valid because that energy has shifted. And that's the truth. And that's any relationship, that's a business relationship, that's a love relationship, that's a friendship, that's anything. When that relationship changes, there's no longer that connection. So it's up to us each moment, right? And doing this kind of work and having this kind of awareness brings us deeper into our body, brings us deeper into our body awareness. I can't express enough as we move forward in these energies how important it is for you, for me, for all of us to get to know our body because the pain that we are holding in our body is reflective of the resistance that we are holding to our experience in life. The pain in our body is a reflection of the resistance that we are holding towards the experience we are having in our life. And the minute we surrender to what is, the pain can go away. Right? And one of the reasons that I think I cleared the karma on Saturday, as I'm reflecting, is because I was ruminating in my head about this situation, this karmic timeline with this connection that I have. And I just kept thinking about it over and over and over again in many different ways. And I'm not going to go into the details on it because it's really kind of irrelevant. But at one point, about 2 weeks ago, I was journaling and it hit me that I saw so many moments in that connection that I was disempowered. I would, my power was diminished in many instances. And I thought to myself, that's interesting. So, where did that etheric plug come out of that was jamming up my power center? It came out of my solar plexus. It didn't come out of my sacral. It came out of my solar plexus, which is the power center, right? It had to be removed from there. But I had to see that. I had to see it. I had to understand it was very karmic in nature, which I knew, very karmic in nature. And then at the perfect time, which is now, that unplugging, that separation, that removal, and it's done. And so it is. And timing is everything. And the universe brings exactly what we need. We don't always know we need it, right? But it brings us exactly what we need when we need it, but we don't always know when we need it. So we have to be so present for everything and understand everything that is taking place. Because right now we're being bombarded with all of these different frequencies. We have the solar, which is the radiation bombarding our body, right? Giving us this opportunity for the deepest healing and cleansing and everything else, the plasma moving through the body, clearing out the distortion, the crystalline expanding the consciousness. There's lots going on here. So pay attention to your body. And if you're somebody that's, in tune to taking medication or drinking a glass of wine every night with dinner or whatever, try stopping and see what really is presenting in your body. Because most of us are in denial. And when we let go of being in denial, we can really shift forward in huge ways. But it is so important to get in touch with your body so that your body can come through this next year in flying colors, because we're not done with solar maximum until towards the end. I think it's September of 2026. So we have almost a year to go with these crazy energies. Okay. So I'm going to leave it there. I think the next time we meet, we're probably going to talk about soul contracts a little bit more because that is something that I'd like to touch on. Next week is Thanksgiving. As I said, for those of you celebrating, I wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm thinking that our next time together will be on December 3rd. I don't think at this point it's going to be an in-person live. I think it's going to be a recording, but just know that there'll be something coming out around that date. All right. So I wish you a wonderful whatever it is that you are doing. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.